I mean, the same as it was last year. Going into camp, concentrate on football, and I'll let the other stuff take care of itself. Nah, I mean, for me, it's not even a concern of mine. You know, the only thing I've been doing is working hard and, you know, just trying to get in the best shape, take care of the things I can take care of.
You're right, if they're ideal.
I mean, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, you know, I have somebody representing me, you know, who will take care of that, so I'll leave that in their hands and I'll play football.
You were pretty angry.
Business. I mean, that's all. I still have a great relationship with Drew. Still have some guys, my younger brother, a couple of guys that I mentor. You know, they're still with Drew, so I mean, there's still a great relationship there with me and him. I still think he's one of the hardest working dudes in the business, but you know, it was just a business decision.
Did you just feel like some time I had a better shot at getting something done with this team?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to elaborate too much about it. Only thing I can say is, you know, I did it for business purposes. That's it.
You were pretty angry last year, too. Is that anger at all lessened?
What do you mean, as far as? I mean, for me, I'm.
Did the team lie to you?
For me, only thing I can do is take care of what I can take care of. I mean, like I said, I'll let the other stuff take care of itself. But, I mean, you know, I've just been enjoying life, enjoying my family, traveling, doing some work back in my hometown, my community, and, you know, just relaxing. But, I mean, I've been working hard, you know, 3 workouts a day. And like I said, I can just take care of the stuff that I can take care of.
Would you still like to be traded and make you take care of it? It does seem like kind of watery bridge.
Honestly, it's out of my hands. I mean, whatever happens. You know, I said I'm here at the beginning of camp, ready to play football.
Did you feel like this, what happened at the start of camp last year, did it take away some of the enjoyment of the season from you?
What happened at the start of camp?
Yeah, and the way everything.
I mean, just the whole situation there. I mean, honestly, the whole situation there. But for me, I just don't. I'm not going to let anybody else control my happiness. I mean, that's completely on me, and that's totally up to me. And, you know, I won't let nobody else have control of that.
That is a kind of a different tone than you had last year. Is something that happened in the offseason that kind of.
Nothing.
Led to this kind of it?
I mean, for me, it's just enjoying life. I mean, for me, that's what my entire offseason was about. You know, like I said, working hard, but at the same time, enjoying life. So.
What were some of the trips you took? What were some of the things you did in the offseason to make it happen?
I had a chance to spend a lot of time with my family. You know, I traveled, you know, out of the country a couple times. Went to Dominican Republic. Barcelona, Madrid, Pisa, Florence, Rome, Jamaica. So, and I'm doing a lot of stuff in my community. A lot of projects that I'm trying to get going down there for the kids down that area in the process of trying to get a Boys and Girls Club built, as well as some other projects. But, I mean, for me, I'm just, like I said, enjoying life. I mean, all the other stuff I'll leave to them.
Q, if I am correct, isn't there a high school stadium being built in your name in your hometown?
Yes.
Oh, how does that feel?
It's an honor, especially with the amount of athletes that have come from my area, from my hometown. You know, guys like Ricky Jackson and guys like that who, you know, have come before me and obviously had great careers, high school, college, and in the NFL, but, you know, they chose me, so, I mean, it's definitely an honor.
You still feel very just
the players need help.
Definitely. I mean, that's why, you know, I spent so much time down there this offseason, as well as every other offseason. I mean, I see there's definitely a need there, and for me, I'm just trying to give back as much as possible.
Q, do you still feel this team hasn't been straight with you?
I mean, that's irrelevant. I mean, how I feel ain't going to change a thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it don't make no sense to sit here and harp on it. So.
Yeah, but the other thing was that they've been serving their MO.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't care.
What tact have you taken with him? I mean, do you just tell him, hey, tell me when something serious comes about? Or
yeah. I mean, for me, it's just let him deal with it. I'll stay out of the everyday, you know, they said this and whatever. I mean, all of that is pointless. Let me know when something develops, if not, or well.